Jacqueline. Let me get my thing up here. Angelica, who else is here? Oh, there's 33 people and I only see two. Hey guys, no hiding. If you're here, let's see you, because it really, from my perspective, creates this connection, right? I get to know who I'm speaking to. We did a weekend retreat workshop with our practitioners and everybody was on the whole time. And I felt like I was in a classroom and we were speaking together and we could talk to each other and see each other. So I just personally think it's a really nice connection. So,
Dr. Marie, we can't see you.
You can't? Oh, shoot. Here I am telling you. Oh, funny. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
We could see your still picture.
You can see my static picture.
Well, and you know, when we get on, the videos are automatically off. So it just takes a bit for everybody to go,
it is. And it's done for a reason. I will tell you a funny story before I start the recording. We're on one of our calls with practitioners one day, and it was the camera went automatically on, right? And this person was like pulling, she was changing, and then suddenly we're seeing boobs on our screen. And I'm like, okay, no more of that, no more of that, right? Because if you don't know what you're doing or what you're just kind of walking around turning this thing on. And anyway, that was like, okay, no more of that, no more of that. All right. So welcome everybody. So let me just tell you, today's call is going to be a little bit different. And we may not get to all the questions, and that's okay. Cause I'll do it later in the week. I'll answer. I promise you I'll get to all your questions, but there's a lot of questions been coming up about what do we do next? And this is officially our last call, right? This is our official last call for the sweet spot. And so I wanted to kind of, do some, I want to do a slideshow, and I want to take you through some general answers to general questions that we're getting, like, what's next? What do I do next? People are like, I don't want to leave. What do you mean this is our last call? You have access to the Facebook group. You'll have access to the Facebook group for a full year, and you have access to the site for a full year. So you're not going to lose any of that. It's just this connection, right, with this weekly calls. Today's the last one. I can't believe it. Okay, but I'm going to give you some ideas of where to go. And I also want to take you through, I had you do some questionnaires. And I want to take you through how to interpret the answers on your questionnaires. I do understand that there might have been a technical issue with a couple of the questionnaires that didn't have the submit button. That's the struggle we need to get off of that platform. But it's going to take a little while to get off of that platform because it happens periodically. We'll test it. They're working fine. And then suddenly maybe your browser level. It could be that the forms program upgraded. We don't know for sure. But if you had any trouble, I'll take you through that. So I have some slides to show you and interpret, help you to interpret those tests. So who actually did those? The body systems and the nutrient assessments. Yes. Cool. They're really good questions on there to give you an idea of what your next steps are. Like some of you like, oh, my weight's good. I'm feeling good. I feel like I want to maintain this. We're going to talk about that. Some of you are like, I'm still not getting my blood sugars under control, or there's still some extra weight, or there's still some extra stuff. And I'm going to share with you how we can use some of those questionnaires to figure out what else might be going on. Make sense? So I'm going to start by sharing my screen. Let me get my slide presentation. There it is. I'm going to say slideshow from beginning. Okay. All right. And okay, so if I share my screen, I love Zoom, except that I can never find my way back to the main screen when I leave. Okay, share screen, and I'm going to go to PowerPoint. Oh, actually, no, I'm going to go to this one, because this one will give you the full. Okay, do you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes, nice and big and clear.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. All right, now I see it too. I had to get it to the point where I could see it too. So I want to share with you what's next. For some of you, it's just like keep doing what you're doing, keep introducing new foods. For some of you, it's like I'm still having trouble with. So we're going to take you through a process today to help you to determine what your next steps might be. Darn, why is this not going away? There we go. All right. So as a reminder, what is that sweet spot? We've been striving to get you in that sweet spot. And it's really a place of perfect balance, balance in your blood sugar, balance in your energy systems, your mitochondria, et cetera, where you're feeling energetic, clear, focused, basically unstoppable. That's my goal, is to get you there. Some of you may already be there. Some of you are like really close to being there and you have a few little tweaks. And some of you are not quite as far along. You all started at different places on this journey. Some of you started out as diabetics on medication with blood sugars in the upper high hundreds and 200s, right? Some of you started out with a lot of extra weight to let go of. Some of you started out actually at a good weight, but there's still some of these issues that are coming up for you and you're trying to figure out why. So some of the results are, you know, you've basically been going through these various and sundry lifestyle areas. I'll remind you what they are: the consistent movement, the balanced nutrition, low stress with all the stress and heart math stuff, restful sleep, and timing. And in order to get into that sweet spot, we need to have a balance. And that's what that picture is up at the top. It's that intersection point in the middle where the balance of all these comes together. For some of you, it just took a little bit of tweaking. For some of you, it took a lot of tweaking and you're still having trouble with each of these. So that's why we had you do last week, week 8, we had you do your after assessments. Week 1, we had you do these exact assessments. And this week we had you do them, or in week 8, we had you do them again. That was last week. So hopefully you've done those and I can assess. Like, these are really telling you how well am I actually doing in implementing these things. How is my fitness piece going? How is my diet? How's my attitude? All of these you have control over, with the exception of good old sleep. You have control over it to an extent, right? You go to bed at a certain time. Those of you who are having trouble sleeping, if I find out that you're going to bed at 1 and getting up at 6 just because you had work to do, then that's, you've got in your control to get a better night's sleep. But some of you have like some unknown factors there. And that's a biggie that keeps people from moving forward. Timing, you have choice over, right? You have choice over how late you eat. You have choice over how much you space your meals. You may be having some issues with spacing your meals too much and you need to adapt to that, but you have issues. You have ideas about that. People say, well, with stress, I don't have control. You don't have control over the stress out there. None of us do. But you do have a control over how we manage it. And it takes a while to teach your body to stay in parasympathetic dominance, because we've probably lived most of your life in sympathetic fight, flight dominance. And those habits take a while to retrain. Obviously, you have a choice of what you put in your mouth and how you move your body. Although sometimes it feels like, well, with fitness, how do I do this? How do I actually move when I have this injury here or that injury there? And I don't even have the energy to get out of bed. So we're going to talk more about some of that. But what I want to do is see how that's affecting some of your other body systems and organs. Did I see somebody just raising a weight? Like, yay. Keep weights at your desk and wee. So your next steps, what would your next steps be, right? So for some of you, it's to maintain your improvements. Yeah, there you go. What are you raising? I love it, Sharon. She's exercising as we speak. She's got a weight. She's got it at her desk. She's on a call. And she's using that time to exercise. Love it, Sharon. You're a great example. Awesome. 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 So some of you, it's great. You've lost some number of pounds, some number of inches, maybe not quite as much, but that's the only picture I could find. But basically, you want to maintain those improvements. And if you go back to status quo, like what you were doing before, those may slip away. So you need to have some strategies for that. Some of you need to just continue the progress you've made. You've made some steady progress and you need to continue and you need some guidance to help you with what that is. For some of you, you know, for whatever reason, life got in the way, the home life was too stressful, you're having some difficulties with sleep that are longstanding, and you haven't actually been able to fully engage these. In some places, like I said, a choice, in some places not. And so in sometimes you might need some motivation and inspiration to help you put these into places. And some of you are doing it all, what I've taught so far, and you need some more advanced strategies in each of these five categories. We've kind of barely touched the surface in some of these areas, right? That there are more things that you can be doing. We just didn't want to overwhelm you in the first 9 weeks of the program. And then for some of you, it's identify and begin to correct other metabolic imbalances that may be interfering with all the good work you're doing. Maybe your microbiome is a mess. Maybe your detoxification pathways are overstressed or have been for a long time. Maybe there's other hormones like your adrenals or your thyroid that are getting in the way. So all of you are maybe coming to this from a slightly different place. So I want to help you to identify where this might be for you. And that's why I gave you these assessments, the hormone and gland assessments and the body system and organ assessments. You click the button, it takes you to a page. You can either fill in that form right there on that page. And for some of you who are maybe, you know, technology isn't your favorite thing in the world, that you are better able to just print off the little, you know, click the PDF button, print off the PDF and do it the old fashioned way. Either way works. It teaches you in there how to score it. So there's hormones and glands, and then there's the body systems and organs. So as you go through these hormone and gland assessments, the numbers, if you got the scorecard, which you got an email and attached to the email was a PDF and it showed you your scores in the different areas. If that didn't happen for you, then we'll have you reach out to help desk and they'll see if they can help you get to that point, or you can just click the link to the PDF. Like I said before, sometimes it's various browsers, sometimes it's the level of browser you have on your system. We've actually tested these in all the different browsers and found them to work. So if you've got a unique situation, then great. Let's reach out to Christina at Help Desk. She'll help you to get that solved, or just, you know, make it easier on yourself. Just click the link to the PDF, fill it out, follow the instructions, and you're going to get a percentage score on each of these areas. Here's the deal. In school, we strive for a high percentage, as close to 100% as possible, right? 80 to 100 was an A. In this situation, it's the opposite. Because if you have a high percentage score, it means that you are exhibiting a high percentage of the symptoms of imbalance in this particular organ or gland symptom. So you go through the organ and gland assessment, and one of those is blood sugar. There's actually three different categories of blood sugar. And there's adrenal, there's thyroid, there's sex hormones. And depending on your level, if your number is green, if it comes out green, meaning your percentage shows up as less than 10, that organ's in pretty good shape. If it's between 10 and 20, it's going to be blue. And that's like, there's a little bit of stress going on here and it may be needing to address it. If it's orange, a yellow, then it's a higher percentage orange and then red. So we want to keep you in the green, ideally green, blue. And if anything's out of that, it means that those areas are problematic. And I gave you a sheet that you can fill these numbers in on. Right? So you can actually put the date, like maybe you took it on 5/28/20, and you just write those scores for each of these areas on that sheet. Here's the thing. If you wanted to go back to a lab and check, how's my adrenal working? How's my thyroid working? You have to pay a bunch of money. I'm not saying that this replaces that, but this helps you in between those visits to the lab to just assess your progress. Oh, my thyroid number, wow. On June 30th, I have a score that went from 78% to 52. Excuse me. been talking all morning without taking a sip. Or much of a sip. All right. So you see your progress. And I want you to celebrate progress. Even if you just went from 78, like I said, to 52, you say, but I'm still red. You're still making progress. You're working in the right direction. If you're going in the wrong direction, that's a time to look at, well, I need to have somebody help me evaluate my thyroid. This is just not working. Same thing with the body systems. With the body systems, we've identified digestion, but not just digestion. There's five categories of digestion. So you can get a sense of, is it possibly low stomach acid? Is it possibly, you know, candida overgrowth? Is it possibly a leaky gut? Am I not making enough pancreatic enzymes? So you get to see. My feeling about this is that your next step, if you have any digestive things that are out of the green or blue, anything in the yellow through red, right? 20% or higher, that would be the thing you address next. Because without the digestion, without a healthy gut, it's really hard to have anything come into balance. I kind of sit there with blood sugar, gut, and they're so intertwined that you need to actually do them. I couldn't create a comprehensive blood sugar gut program because it would overwhelm people too much. But if your gut blood sugar is not balanced, it's hard to get your gut balanced. If your gut is not balanced, it's going to be harder. The thing about our sweet spot program is because of the kind of foods we're having you eat and because of the meal spacing and the chewing and the relaxation before meals, we see a lot of improvement in the gut. But if there's more serious microbiome imbalance, more serious enzyme deficiencies, more serious leaky gut, SIBO, et cetera, going on, then you need to address that. So that's why I always choose blood sugar, you know, over digestion, but because we built in the ability to create a good digestion there, not 100%. We have had people who reversed their Hashimoto's disease after 50 years of having a disease because they worked on their gut, they got their blood sugar in balance, their hormone levels went down, and they fixed their thyroid. Does that happen to everybody? No. That's where we're having to look now to see what's next for you in figuring this out. The other systems on there are cardiovascular, respiratory, and immune system. Right? So we want to see where you're at. So I highly recommend you take your numbers and you put them on a chart. You put them on that chart that I gave you and you'll get to see it. The other thing you have is nutrient scorecards. So we have a general one that's general fatty acids, amino acids. We also have a vitamin assessment one and a mineral. And in there, we're just asking questions. Is it 100% comprehensive? No. Is it as accurate as doing some sort of micronutrient test? Sometimes. It depends on how you're testing the micronutrients, right? Because it could be super expensive and super time consuming. And with testing your vitamins and minerals, you can't just do a blood test. Some of them you have to do a white blood cell count, look at the inside of the white blood cells. Some of them you have to look at the inside of the red blood cells. Very few of them will show up in serum. Some of them we look functionally at some of the things that are out there. High alkaline phosphatase, low alkaline phosphatase, for example, on a blood cam suggests a possible zinc deficiency. High iron and low hemoglobin suggests a possible B6 deficiency. So these are things that I know because I've been doing this for 30 years. My coaches know because I've been teaching them this. You wouldn't know that, and your doctor probably doesn't know that. So you can have all these hidden sources of nutrient imbalance. Those of you in Body Balance, you're going to be getting an email real soon that helps you to upload your labs and run. I think most of you were eligible for it. We're going to run a computerized lab analysis against it. And of course, you can always set up a coaching call with one of our coaches to go over some of this. So this is what the scorecards look like at the end of this. And you have this for each of them. You have your nutrients and it's going to list them all down. That's just a little clippet that fit on the slide, you know, amino acids. And what's your maximum score is there. Your score is there, your score percentage. So if you didn't get it calculated from the software automatically. You can easily calculate it. We'll go back to, like, I don't know, when do we learn this? Fifth grade math, when we learned how to do percentages, right? So if the maximum score on the fatty acids is 99 and your score is 33, we go, okay, 33 divided by 99 times 100 gives me my percentage. And it's going to be about a third. So it's going to be about 33%. And then it gives you the low, medium, high, et cetera. Okay. And then it tells you what it means. These are slightly different than the body system ones. This is a little less granular than the body system ones. Okay. This one doesn't have the orange in it. All right. Before I move on, any questions about these assessments? Any difficulties other than the technical difficulties of the score wouldn't work? And that, I want you to just reach out to Christina and she'll help you with that, because it may be a browser thing. Look to see if anybody types in any questions on that. Angelica.
Camilla asked, is the stress reassessment in week 8, is there there's a mention of an inspired health vision system, and she doesn't know what that is. That sounds like content that was much earlier in the course. To me.
Yeah, but that we also, that shouldn't have, that's on the assessment. So that was, that's something that we've had in Sweet Spot in the past, but it was overwhelming and confusing, and it's out, but I'll tell you how you can get access to that. I'll have to look at that. Take a screenshot of it for us and send it on to Christina at Help Desk, and we'll figure that out for you.
Yeah, Camilla, if you have any follow-up questions about that, we'd be
It's a program. It's a little mini program that we have that we've offered as a bonus before.
Great. There was just a question in the assessment of, have you done that or not done that? And it was worth 3 points. And I was just confused about what it was. So it sounds like now I understand. Yeah,
and what we narrowed it down to was at the beginning. Sorry about that. That's our fault for not finding that in there. So thank you for pointing that out. But it's basically, have you connected with your big why and made a commitment to what you want? And it was basically, it was a very elaborate way to get down to your top values and your why. And what we found is that when we had that at the beginning of Sweet Spot, people got stuck there. And like, they really got stuck there because it was so elaborate that we decided, we'll pull that out for now.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for pointing it out. Can you make a note of that, Angelica, that we'll pass that on to Christina, see if we can, or somebody who can take it out, maybe even just Francis can just pull it out of the assessment, because if it's in the assessment itself, it's in mock form. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So sometimes you get to the point where you go, I give up. It's for everybody else is going to feel great, but not me. It's not possible. And I know, based on what I've seen, no matter what your age, no matter what your situation, it is possible for you to get your energy back and have what you need to have fun with your family, your relationships, because it's this inner healer is there. It's just sometimes harder to figure out what's getting in the way. We all have that. Right now, we've been going through like 3 months of hell, right? 3 months of lockdowns, 3 months of fear-mongering, 3 months of stress. And that's playing a toll on the body. And I think this is a perfect time for you to be doing this program, because imagine not having this kind of support through this. How many jelly beans would you be sitting around eating as you're watching the news trying to drown your sorrows, right? You've learning techniques to help access the inner healer. And that's what I think it's about, whether you have a religious standpoint or not. I'm not coming from a religious standpoint. I'm coming from this body knows. This body has the ability to heal. When I burned my hand on steam, I was reaching over the tea kettle as it was going off, and I was like, I had this huge burn here. And it was gross looking. And within a week and a half, it's down to this little red scar now. My brain doesn't know how to do that. My conscious brain, obviously my subconscious brain does. But if I had to rely on myself to be able to heal that from what I know in my left brain, I'd still have this horrible burn on my finger, right? On my hand. Same thing with broken bones. The same thing with everything. So everything, think about it, is your body knows how to heal it. It just doesn't have the raw materials. Now, if I hadn't covered this up and kept it from, going into the pool and the bath water and the soapy dishwater, I'd still have it. because I would have been getting in the way of my body's natural healing. If I didn't have good levels of collagen support nutrients like vitamin C and bioflavonoids, et cetera, my body wouldn't have been able to use those to heal this area. So for us, wherever you are right now, it's a matter of what is that piece that's missing for you if you're not getting the results you think that you should. Of all the people who have said, well, I'm not quite getting the results, when we look at it, oh yeah, your fasting blood sugar is down by 20 points. That's a result, guys. Celebrate. We have to learn to celebrate our imperfections. So many of us are perfectionists that if I didn't do it perfectly and I haven't lost the 15 pounds I set out to lose, and if my blood sugar's not now consistently below 100, there's something I did wrong and I'm wrong. No, it's really a matter of what, looking at what strides you made. And I'm going to reiterate this because this was something Jane said a couple of years ago. And I'm going to reiterate this. Whatever strides your body made it because that was the most important thing for it to be working on. And Jane came into the program with, no, 15 pounds of extra belly fat, some brain fog, some fatigue, and fatty liver. She comes into the program and she's like, you know, weeks in, maybe through the metabolic reset the first time. And she's like, the belly fat's still there. But you know what? I just went to the grocery store without a list. Holy cow, I haven't done that in years. I remembered everything. I forgot my list. And then I was like, oh no, I forgot my list. And I remembered everything I'd written on my list. Whoa, big thing. The brain was better, right? And then she says, oh, my husband wanted to go, you know, dancing or whatever it was. And I had the energy to do it. And when she got her testing done, her fatty liver was reversing, right? Her vision was getting better, but the belly fat was still there. What did she do? Did she give up? She said, oh, well, I'm just going to have this extra. She just kept doing what she was doing. And then the belly fat went away. And her husband says, you know, she looks like she did when he met her, right? That she's just this, you know, and she's in her 60s. So, but the body will heal in the order that it makes the priority. So when somebody wrote in and said, well, I've only lost a pound a week or a half a pound a week, it's like, congratulations. That's a great rate of weight loss. My blood sugar is only down by 10 points or 15 points. Congratulations, right? The more you congratulate your subconscious and your inner healer and all those parts that we don't see, the more it's going to respond for you. The more it's going to like perform for you, if that makes sense. You can be fully present, right? That brain does come back. It's just a matter of where we're going to look at why right now. And that's the thing. We have barely scratched the surface of those five blood sugar balancing lifestyle factors. So what I want you to do with those sheets that you have is I want you to go look at, see what are the top stressed organs that you're having, glands and organs, right? And if it's one or two, like just type into the chat, the one or two that have the highest numbers and the one or two nutrients that look like they're the most deficient based on those numbers. But what I want you to do too for yourself is to write it all in that sheet. Now you have a sense. For the nutrients, it's a matter of, I would love you to get Chronometer, because with Chronometer, you can see what am I currently eating that has these nutrients? Can I eat more of it or nope, not enough in the foods I'm already eating. What can I eat that contains molybdenum? Because it looks like I might have a molybdenum deficiency. What do I need to eat to get some extra vitamin E? Because it looks like I may need have that. And then on things where you're having serious deficiencies, like those numbers are up in the reds, then I would love for you to consider, if you can't get enough through food, is to actually take a supplement for those. But you don't have to take a supplement for all 20 of the nutrients that may show up slightly out of balance. It's like really helping you to focus your diet to get those nutrients in place. Okay. But there's a lot more to learn. And like I said, there was people who took the sweet spot before. It was like this overwhelming barrage of information. And then it caused paralysis in some. So I want to go deeper with this stuff. There's a lot more content I have. There's a lot more stuff and I want to be able to help you with it. So what do you now do, right? What do you do next? If you haven't reached your goals or you want to continue to get the results that you've started to get, the three top things I think we need to learn more about are how to manage your fasting, feasting cycles, how to manage the space between meals, the concept of intermittent fasting. There's so many little nuances that come from, you know, some people do not do well by skipping breakfast and they're trying. So I read about intermittent fasting and I'm trying to do the 16 hours and I want to wait until noon. How are you feeling? What's happening? Well, why is my blood sugar going up during that period of time? That's a clue that that's probably not the right approach for you, that you people that needs to eat within, you know, that first hour of getting up. Maybe you're very thin and you have a high metabolic rate. Maybe that cycles, those cycles of 4 to 6 hours doesn't work for you. How do we optimize that? It's super important that you know how to manage these cycles. Is a fast an appropriate thing for doing? Some people it's contraindicated. Some people it's not a good idea, right? For some people, it's the best idea you can do. So learning to manage your fasting, feasting cycles, I think is super important. How to master your parasympathetic nervous system. And this is a biggie for most of you, many of you, maybe not most of you, because I hear it all the time, the stress. We've grown up in a world where if you pay any attention and you get on Facebook and you watch the news, or even if you just talk to your neighbors, you're hearing about every freaking bad thing that's happening in the whole world, right? In the olden days, we didn't hear about it unless it happened in our backyard. Now we're hearing about it. And it's causing us, especially if you're one of these sensitive people who feels other people's pain and you're hearing about all this stress, how do you manage it? We've given you some really good tools. We've given you the heart map system. We've given you that 30 days of stress transformation, which by the way, when you get to the end, you can just start all over again until it's part of you. Some of you are doing yoga or meditation. There's tapping, there's a whole bunch more. I wanna help you to go deeper with techniques and tools that you can use to manage your parasympathetic nervous system. This is critical. I believe that almost every disease that we have, an imbalance in the body, is related to sympathetic overdrive. So this is where we have to focus on learning some additional techniques. And I've got more advanced techniques like positive aspects journals and limiting belief exercises and a lot of different things. And then how do you get a restorative sleep? I know Sharon's been struggling with this for a long time. Maybe you are sleeping for 10 hours, but you don't feel refreshed at the end of it. Maybe you're waking up every 2 to 3 hours. It's getting to the heart of it. I gave you a bunch of stuff in the sleep week we did. I can't remember if it was the third or fourth week of the metabolic reset. In terms of, here's your basics, you know, the not eating too close to bed. For some people, that's all it took. For some people, the not eating too close to bed made them wake up. For some people, taking chromium late at night made them wake up. So we adjusted some of that. I gave you some herbs that can be done, but there's others and there's other strategies. There's looking at EMFs, there's looking at mold levels, there's looking at other conditions, you know, there's looking at the stress levels that you may have, old traumas, there's a lot of that. So these are the places where we can go deeper. These are the places where we can go deeper. So why do you want to strive to achieve and stay in your sweet spot at anyway? Like, what is this? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of all these food restrictions or having to eat these certain foods. Well, you know, for some of you, it's like actually getting that flat belly that you want, regardless of your age. Having the energy to do all the fun stuff. And a lot of you are like, I want to go out dancing, or I want to go out hiking, or I want to play on the floor with my grandchildren and do Legos with them without falling apart. Thinking more clearly so you can be better at work. And here's a biggie, I hear this over and over, being free of doctors and medications. I heard Barbara say this last week, and I know that, like, I'm almost 80 and I'm not on any medications and I don't intend to go on it. I'm gonna do whatever it takes for me to get my body under control so I don't have to go on medications. And that's possible, you know, not for everybody. There may be some medications that are absolutely necessary. If you've had an organ transplant, you got to stay on, you know, anti-rejection medication, right? If you've got specific issues, if you've had your thyroid removed, don't try to go off your thyroid medication, right? If you're in your 30s and you've had a hysterectomy, you're going to be taking hormone replacement at least until you hit menopause, you know, or the age of menopause. And then get the body that you're proud of, that works for you, that looks good, that feels good, that takes you where you want to go. So these are your reasons for staying here. Some people get to the end of sweet spot and they, okay, I've done this 30-day metabolic reset. I've lost some weight. I've got my blood sugar in balance. And then you kind of, you know, start to ease in some of the other foods. And then suddenly it's like, okay, let's go out and have some pizza and wine. And I'm fine because I got my blood sugar under control. So we want to figure out what you need to be doing on a maintenance level. Like my maintenance level is going to be very different than your maintenance level. I have like 37 genes out of 50 that I know of that predispose me to insulin resistance and diabetes. So I have to be more careful, right? Somebody else may not need to be that careful, right? And it's finding what you need to be doing long-term. So we created a program called Stay in No Sweet Spot. That is the continuation of this. So I want to, I'm missing a slide. What happened to that slide? Oops, I guess I missed a slide. It's coming along. But there's several options that you have in moving forward from here, right? One of them is to continue with us in this Stay in the Sweet Spot program. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Another one is to, like looking at those numbers on these organ and gland charts is to do some private coaching with one of our coaches, get some lab testing done, and then get that handled. And if that's something that you're interested in, I'll share with you how to get on and talk to somebody about it to see if that's right for you and what's right for you in terms of that. But sometimes you need more advanced lab testing than what you've been getting. So the Stay in Your Sweet Spot is a continuation. It's a 3 months that we're going to continue to support you. And it's good for you if you haven't quite reached your ideal weight, your fasting glucose is not yet in the 80s, which is where we're all striving to get. Your usual peak is above 110. And I don't mean that once a week you go to 120. I mean that, you know, typically it's really hard for you to get below 110. You feel like you haven't made as much progress in terms of your energy, in terms of your brain fog. And you haven't quite, or you have reached your goals, but you want support to maintain it. And so what we're going to give you in here, we don't want people who are whiners and complainers, right? I just, it's not for me to work with people who want other people to take charge. I love this group of people because you guys are like, okay, what do I do? How do I do it? You're here for a reason because you're not a whiner or a complainer because you want to take charge of your own health. You don't want me to do it for you because I can't, you know? And if you just want to take a pill, not for you. And if you don't believe that your body can do it, if you have any little semblance of belief that your body can do this, you're still here. We want to support you. So what does it offer you? It offers you 3 months of extra continued support. You're going to get a weekly email with action steps to take you deeper. We're going to give you access to more advanced resources in each of the lifestyle areas. What are some of the other herbs? What are some of the other things that you can be doing? What other foods can be doing? What other stress management? We're going to have a once a month call with me. We're going to have a once a month call with a certified insulin resistance coach. And she's going to be there to support you and answer your questions and take you through this process. So that's twice a month calls instead of the weekly. It's twice a month, but there's a third one. And it's going to be a training and support call with an expert in the area. And the three areas we've identified that we want to bring in these experts to talk to you about are sleep, stress, parasympathetic, getting into parasympathetic. And the third one is some specific fitness stuff that doesn't require that, you know, that you can do in spite of having some physical limitations that can be phenomenal at getting the blood sugar in balance. Okay. And then you also are going to get at the end a consult with one of our coaches to determine what your next steps after that are. And some of the steps might be Where the heck did that slide go? My slide got deleted. I'll come back to that. So what are some of the bonuses we're going to give you? Some of you did this fasting while feasting 5-day. We did it as a 5-day challenge. We're going to do it as a 5-day mini course. And you get to get free access to that. And it's basically got a daily Facebook Live or Zoom type of a call to support you through it. Basically, what's fasting while feasting? It's based on something that Dr. Walter Longo studied a while back. And he basically talked about, he did some studies to show that for people who can't fast, right? Remember we said managing that fasting kind of thing? For people who can't fast, how do you do it with food? How do you get similar results in terms of lowered insulin levels, increased insulin sensitivity, the weight loss, et cetera, without having to actually fast? And it's a 5-day plan. His plan is like he came up with powdered foods. I personally put together a 5-day fasting with feasting plan where you get menu plans, exact things, exact nutrient content. And you get those 3 expert interviews, sleep, stress, and fitness, monthly call with me, fitness video library. We have an additional fitness video library we're going to give you access to, an additional library of recipes, checklists, and resources. So if you want to work with us, you know, just ongoing to either maintain or get to the next level with Sweet Spot, just go to drreedamarie.com/stay-sweet-spot. Stay Sweet Spot. drreedamarie.com/stay-sweet-spot. The fee for this is, it's basically $97 per month. All right. So you pay it $97 per month. If you want to pay it all in front, up front, it's like $249. So if you go to drreedamarie.com/stay-sweet-spot, that will tell you about it. And then the other pieces, the other ways, if this is like you need more, you feel like you need more, we can take you through a consultation package with a coach where we'll take you through whatever labs you need. And I put this together to show that you can identify all the different ways to get these systems in balance. And a coach can help you to do that. If you decide to do the private with the coach, if you sign up for the Stay in Your Sweet Spot, and then you decide to do one of these coaching programs, we're going to credit you back. You'll get to still do Stay in Your Sweet Spot, and you'll get that whatever payment you've already made credited back towards the payment, the coaching program with your coach. This is for you if you've been struggling a long time and you feel like you need more in-depth help with reading your labs, understanding which labs to do, and really customizing it for you. Okay. We don't have a lot of openings there. So it's just for the first bunch of people. I don't remember exactly how many openings we have there. And then finally, the next step, which I would love to invite you to, but we only take 40 people into it, is our Energy Recharge Inner Circle. We'll be opening registration for that at the end of July. If you do stay in your sweet spot and you decide to go into the Energy Recharge, again, we will give you a credit back for that because we want to give you incentive to do that. And that's basically a year-long program where we take about 40 to 50 people in and we go in depth with them. You're getting more coaching with me. You're getting a coaching group with a couple of coaches that'll work with you in a small group of 5 to 6. So you get really intimate connection there. And then there's different levels that you can do where you get a private coach, where you get private calls with me as well. So we'll tell you more about that later. We're not ready to open up registration for that, but that's something that, you know, we can be there for you. And there's a couple of people on here that joined that after Sweet Spot this year. And if Heather or Barbara or anybody that is on right now wants to say anything about that, you can. Is Heather on? Angelica, see if Heather's on. So that's what's next, okay? So for now, right, make a decision. I hope you make a decision to continue with us because I think it's going to be a great journey. We're going to go deeper. We're going to really help to support you. It will be a smaller group than the original group. And you're going to get a lot more support to go deeper if you're stuck or to learn how to maintain it. So Angelica, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, great. Did you hear me say, ask if Heather's on? Let me just stop my share.
I did, yes. I didn't realize I was off. Heather is here.
Would you mind saying a couple of words about what that trend? Yeah, go for it. Unmute.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I was just starting to type it out. I probably would have looked at this program if you'd had it last year, because I was not ready to leave and I was still getting big roller coaster spikes and insulin resistance. And I'm sure it was longstanding based on my inflammation numbers. I would say that it took going deep diving into all of those other aspects before I got to see things shift. I'm finally getting there, but it really did take looking at particularly sleep and stress pieces, and the supplements. I really had to work with the support of the group and all of the information that we put together.
Thank you.
So it works.
It works.
It works. It works.
It works and it works. And you have, I think your mental clarity you've shown has been like phenomenal, right?
Yeah, that piece took 4 months before I noticed the change. So if I had just thought I'd do sweet spot for 30 days, it really wouldn't have made that big a difference. And honestly, it was getting into the fasting that I really noticed a big bump too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learning how to do that fasting adapted mm-hmm. to what you really need. Because there's specific things like, there's different things, menstruating women versus postmenopausal women. There's different ways that there's hormonal things that happen there. So thank you.
Yeah, I have energy. I'm doing all of the parts and pieces. It sometimes feels like I have a lot of balls in the air juggling at once. But as they become habits, that doesn't feel that way.
That's great. Yeah. Habits is important, right? We have to have habits. I created habits ages ago because I didn't want to keep living the way I was. I didn't want to keep having, the stomach stuff, the headaches and all that. And when I learned about this, it took a while to figure out what's the right way for me. And that's where a lot of you are at, right?
And I will say the ongoing support calls gives me a chance to ask questions that I wouldn't have thought of months ago and get more, as I get more into depth, it's nice to be able to go back and actually get those kinds of more, I don't know if I'd call them technical questions, but more specific
to you. Answers. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm going to put this in here. Okay. I hope I typed this right. Yes, so drianmarie.com/stay sweet spot. Okay, guys. So, questions.
Yeah, would you like to go off of the order that we received in the Facebook post as well as today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless there's some specific questions about this. So look at
what we're talking about.
Ones, more specifically about what we talked about the labs, about the assessments, right?
Okay. Just about the assessments in the labs. Well, I think we covered about the assessments. Some people are still having some difficulties, but
the technical, right? That we
go to help desk, to troubleshoot that with you because they can log into your account and check. Other than that, I haven't seen any outstanding questions about assessments.
Okay, there was questions here. Where do we register for Stay in Sweet Spot? It's I sent it to somebody privately. That's not going to help. Thank you, Ben.
You got a
private message from me. I don't know why it said to Ben.
Yeah, I posted it as well. Okay, so would you like to see questions? A lot of people have questions about the program you just mentioned.
That I'd like to answer.
Yeah, something. All right, so let's get into that. Some people are confused about the option for the ERC, Energy Recharge Inner Circle. So can you say more about
that option and how? Absolutely. We don't have it. We're not open for registration yet for that. That's going to be another month before we do that. But if you are interested in talking to one of the coaches about, is this the right program for me? We can reserve a spot for you. And then once it opens, we'll have you in there because we only take 40 to 50, somewhere in that range. And there were you know, 350 of you in this group. So we can't take everybody, but we're going to give priority to you guys here. And if we fill it from you guys, right, we don't have to even open it up to the public, which would be cool. So I think the best way to do that is to, I would email Angelica. I would email Angelica, angelica@drreadandmarie.com, and say, you know what, I'm interested. And she'll set up a time to talk to you about it. And we can actually do like a pre, you know, to put your deposit down and hold your spot type of thing. And then she can review with you what's in there. The reason I hesitate to do it too soon is because we are, we're just revamping it a little bit. Every year I change programs, right? I always want to make them better. So I always want to make it like 25% better than it was the year before. So I'll get in there and I'll just change it a bit. So I don't have the exacts, but she can show you. Actually, this is what we did last year because we were in the same situation. We hadn't updated it yet. We have the booklet from last year that describes exactly what's in it. Maybe we can get the link to that and post it to everybody in this group. Do you know what that, you know what that way you'll see what's actually in the program and see if it's for you. And it describes the three levels. It might change a little bit, but not a big deal. Let me, my thing went down. Let's see. So ERC.
A lot of people are asking about the investment for the Stay in Your Sweet Spot program.
Yes.
So it's
$97 a month.
Okay.
Or if you want to pay it in full, it's $249. Right? And if you go to that link, that'll give you that option.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not sure and you say you want to do $97 a month, but then you're going to check your bank account later in the, as long as you tell us before the next payment is due, we'll just give you the difference and you'll pay the $249. Let me see if I can find the, okay, ERC. See if you remember where it is from last year. Yes, mm-hmm. Here we go. Invitation. Let me look to see if this is the right one. And if it is, I'll give you the link.
Okay. Prem is asking, when does the Stay in Your Sweet Spot start? Because she has a lot of programs going on. She doesn't want to get overwhelmed.
It's going to be continuous. So that we don't lose traction, we'll just continue it, right? So next week.
So next week,
I don't want you to lose any traction. Right.
Mm-hmm,
nope,
mm-hmm.
That's not the right one. Darn it. Yeah. I'll have to send it by email because I can't find, invitation. Oh, 2019. Here we go. I was looking at the 2018 one. Options.
A lot of people are asking about functional lab testing if you're outside of the continental US or the US. And our labs are located in the US, but they ship kits out internationally.
Yeah, the functional ones do. The blood testing, though, you have to be able to get it locally because you have to get your blood drawn. Most of the functional lab tests are urine or stool or hair samples. So you can get them done that way and they ship. Yeah.
And as far as seeing various costs, you can check out the costs for functional lab testing that we run through runmylabs.com and put that in the chat. And then you can, some people are asking about, you know, planning how much it costs to do the labs and stuff. So I will
say. Yeah, they have all kinds of packages. We're going to be revamping some of those to make like, I want to have one comprehensive panel and then the breakdowns. So, okay, let me see if this is the right one. Let's see. There we go. Let's see. There we go. Okay. I got the link. Yay. Okay. I'm going to put this link in here. If you guys want to read about, it's like an 18-page document because it's pretty in-depth. If you want to read about the ERC program, see if it's something that you're interested in, and then we'll give you you can just write to Angelica and let her know, and she'll get you set up to talk to somebody about it. And again, if you sign up for Stay in Your Sweet Spot and you decide to do ERC, we'll just apply that investment, whatever you've made up till that point, to the ERC program.
Cool. Lou, who's in ERC with us, she was just asking what does she need to do to renew. So I think we'll come up with a similar
plan to start. Yeah, a lot of people renew, and we just have to have a meeting and decide, you know, what the levels are and the prices are, and we'll get you guys renewed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so a lot of people have been asking about the cost of energy recharge in our circle already. So we are still to be decided.
Yeah. There's three different levels, and we're just trying to, you know, we have to get all that worked out.
Yeah, perfect.
But it is a full year of coaching. And I will tell you that most of my colleagues, when I tell them how much it costs for a year, they're like always telling me I should raise the price because it's way too little what people get. But I don't want to. I want to try to keep it as contained as it is, because I want, you know, as many people that can afford it to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I put the link right above where you wrote it. Oh gosh, it's privately down to Ariel. Why does this do this? It keeps switching me back.
So I've discovered that when people write to us privately, I think a lot of us on the call don't realize
because Ariel sending private messages. Me.
Yeah,
so I sent it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, how funny! There we go. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll give you a date, Lou, by the time like that we need you to renew by, so we know how many new people we can take in. We'll figure that all out.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Any other questions?
I'm checking. The chat's flying by pretty quickly, but.
Angelica, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a question and it's not being answered, just open your line up and ask. Who is it?
This is Evelyn. I'm sorry. I apologize for jumping in. I'm on the phone because I have tech issues today. But I'm still struggling with the 30 days, and I was wondering if you could quickly help me along.
In what way?
I've got constant headaches, feel a little dizzy. My fasting glucose is fine. It's 82 or around that. And I'm very slim, and I still lost some weight, even though I didn't want to. And I'm just wondering, I also have to pee quite several times at night. And, I didn't have to do that before. Just, since I started the Sweet Spot restart. And I'm just wondering if I'm causing any damage moving in the wrong direction, or if there's anything I can do.
Yeah, so without knowing fully, your health history, it sounds like to me like you may be producing too much insulin and getting into some lows, and that's waking you up. I would get some lab testing done at this point, right? And are you the one that wrote in and said that you can't make it all those hours or whatever? And I wrote back and I said, you if you're really slim and you're losing weight, you cannot follow the eat every 4 hours. You've got to shorten that window down, because if you can't eat enough at any one sitting,
right,
it's going to be problematic. So I don't know enough. And I think really you need to schedule with somebody or get some lab testing done at least. Right. So I don't know, how often are you eating? How much are you eating? Like, what are you eating? Did you put your numbers through chronometer to make sure that in shifting, you haven't created an imbalance that was maybe something that was already a little bit imbalanced, but in shifting foods, you're not getting the right nutrients you need. Mm-hmm. So the recommendations I have for you is, one, track your foods, put it in chronometer, do it for 4 or 5 days and look to see what nutrient levels are, but also what calorie levels and macronutrients you are. Because it sounds like you might not be getting enough food in you to support
your body.
You're
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would start there.
Yes, I think my levels are quite fine actually, because the highest peak I got was 115 once, and apart from that I was below 110, and my fasting was always around 80, so I think I'm doing quite fine.
So you need to be adding some foods back in that you took out and testing those. That's where you're at. But I would also check your insulin levels, because you may have some super high insulin levels that have not come down and it's lowering it. But if you're not getting dips, I would say you need to do the chronometer, see how much you've got, see what you're actually taking in, and you need to start adding foods back in, because you've reached where you're at. Like when we did the what do you do now to transition, you're there.
Even though I'm still on day 16.
No, you're there. I would start introducing foods slowly and see what happens.
Yeah, the lowest level.
Well, if you're at day 16, it could be that your body's shifting to fat burning still, and that's why you're getting headaches and waking up. You might have an electrolyte imbalance. So given all that you're giving, you're showing me, you're telling me, I would see how much you're eating, start increasing what you're eating, start expanding on what you're eating and seeing what happens. And then if something you add causes your sugar to go high, then you just leave that one out and move on. But I think right. you're ready to do the transition.
Right. The lowest level I got was 47 once, and I felt quite dizzy. But I checked yesterday when the headache started, and I was at 79. So I think it has to be something else, you know.
Yeah. So give those things a try and let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
So welcome.
Sorry for jumping in.
Yeah, that's okay. I know you're on the phone. All right. So Angelica's going to go through questions. And we'll see how far we get. I did get on, those of you who are not on Facebook, it should be posted already in the recordings. I got on Wednesday, probably around 7 p.m. And I did a Facebook Live. Some of you were on there live. I answered all of the outstanding questions from the Monday before, then opened up to some other questions that were live. And it should be posted in your recording. So if you asked a question last week and you're feeling like, oh, I didn't get my question answered, check there. Because I did answer a lot of them. Okay.
Okay. All right. Going to the questions. Betty asks, I'm on my 29th day and my glucose the past few times has been 115 instead of 110. Would you suggest I continue the diet a bit longer? My results are good, but not great.
Yeah. So Betty, are you on? Can we talk to you? So I would say if you're on day 29, how's your weight? If you still have more weight to go, then you may want to keep going a little bit longer. If your weight's come down to where you want it to be, then you can start very slowly doing the transitioning process that I laid out.
I don't think Betty's with us. So,
okay. So yeah. Next.
Alrighty. Wheaton asks, blood sugar numbers are great, except for the occasional reactive hypoglycemia and weight has dropped. She's finding it exhausting to do her normal exercise she used to do pre-program. Any ideas as to what's going on? Is my body in shock? Wheaton, would you like to come on? And
yeah, so where's your weight at? Are you under or over? And again, I'm going to just invite all of you. I've been saying this for weeks, but get the Chronometer app or some app like that and keep track of what you're eating. Because you may not be getting enough. You may not be getting enough protein. Maybe not be getting enough calories. And some of your nutrients may be down. Is she on? Because I remember seeing her and I think she's relatively thin.
You hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Yeah.
Down about 10 to 12 pounds. I'm getting the right amount of protein.
Good.
I'm getting good sleep. But good. I'm just walking up the driveway, I'm exhausted and I felt now napping sometimes two or three times a day, even if it's about 15 minutes.
Okay. And then what about total calories?
What I eat every day.
Oops. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
How's your total calories?
1,200 calories a day.
1,200. Okay. And how active are you? Do you want to be?
Out walking, but it's been hard. And before I started this, I was bicycling 5-10 miles every day.
All right. So it sounds like something, you're not getting enough of something. So look at your Chronometer. You may need more carbs. You may need to start transitioning in some foods that you took out.
Okay.
You may need more calories for what you want to be doing. 1,200 is like we're trying to lose weight. You may not have as much spare energy and your body's going internally. And here's the thing. A lot of times when our bodies go into this lower energy, when we go into this healing phase, it's because the body's turning those calories, that energy in to try to heal. Right? And we don't want to push it too fast. But yeah, I would just gradually start increasing what you're eating. Introduce some foods. Are there specific foods that you used to eat on a regular basis that you've taken out?
All the sweets.
The sugars.
Yeah.
Have you tested your ketones?
Yes, and they go between 1 and 3 every day.
Okay, so your body's getting into that fat burning mode. How much extra weight do you have on your body?
I'm 49 years old, 5'8", and now I weigh 148 pounds.
That sounds about right, no? Yes. Does it feel like the right weight for you?
Excuse me?
Does it feel like the right weight for you?
No, I feel like I could lose another 5 to 8 would be healthier for me.
Okay, so what I would recommend is see if you can up your calories by about 300 calories a day and see if that gives you more energy.
Okay.
All right. And make sure you're getting good fats in your digesting. So you may have some digestive issues. How was your score on the digestion?
I don't remember.
What's that?
I did do the forms, but I didn't print them out. So I don't remember yet.
Okay. So what I would do is do what we talked about earlier is take them and chart them out on the charts that I gave you and see where there may be some other issues. Maybe there's some adrenal burnout. Maybe there's some thyroid that's accentuated with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, doctor. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie.
Oh, hi. We were going to go in the order that the questions came. Zina? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, it's Betty. My other name.
Betty. Oh,
good.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
The thing is that on Facebook I don't have the same name.
Okay,
but
got
that's
it.
Okay.
That's
so,
okay.
Yes, I am petite. Now I think I am under the best weight I could have.
Yeah.
I am 120 pounds. My height is 169.
Oh, so you're tall, 5'9". Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's light for you.
Yeah. So that part is okay, but, I'm still having some brain fog sometimes and, I'm still, not having so much energy sometimes.
Okay. So here's the thing, right? I just did this presentation on why some of those things might be. Like if you reached a point where you're improved, things are going, but it's not quite there. That's where continuing to work on this and going deeper with each of those areas, right? You know, evaluating, are you getting the right nutrients? I think everybody should be getting a chronometer done. Let's see where your nutrients are.
Okay. I haven't done that one.
Okay. Do those things that I gave you, the assessments. Maybe you're going to see this like, oh my God, it looks like magnesium. I have like a major magnesium, potentially a magnesium deficiency.
Actually, now that you're talking about that, I'm getting some tingling, a lot of tingling in my legs. Even when I sit for a long time, I would have my legs tingling all the time, my feet too.
Yeah. So that could be a number of things, right? So it's looking at what is that? Is it peripheral neuropathy? It doesn't sound like it. Is it sound like it's B12? Is it sound like it's a pressure kind of thing when you're sitting? But yeah,
I don't know. When you mentioned the magnesium and the chromium,
yeah.
Actually, I'm missing chromium and magnesium according to my.
Are you taking those?
Yes, I am. Okay. And I am taking even more magnesium that you suggested. Like I am taking 1,200 instead of 800.
Okay, so you're taking a lot of magnesium. Mm-hmm. B12 is another one that's possibility for peripheral pain in your feet.
B12, I am at 16%. It's not that bad.
I would do a blood test or look at your last blood test and look at two different things. MCV, mean corpuscular volume, and homocysteine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, MCV and homocysteine. Okay. Okay, and so should I do one now? Is that what you are suggesting?
Should you do one? Yeah, if you don't have a recent blood test, I would get a blood test done to see. Yeah.
Can you repeat again the two things I should be looking at, please?
MCV. Sorry. MCV. It's in the part called the complete blood count, CBC.
Mm-hmm.
MCV. Mm-hmm. And then homocysteine. Those will give you a good idea functionally if you have enough B12.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Angelica, next.
Martha Goss, I've read that berberine's help with blood sugar control, considering adding it to my supplements, also considering alpha lipoic acid, still finding that her late night cooked food dinner is sending her over to 120.
Okay, cool. So in the section, I think I might've mentioned that in the nutrition week when, or one of the weeks I said you might want to look at berberine, but we'll be going through all of those. In the Stay in Your Sweet Spot, we have a very advanced nutrition module. I'm going to go through each and every one of those nutrients that could be potential and help you to decide if you need them. Berberine, 500 milligrams three times a day is the level that has been shown to be helpful for lots of folks. Lipoic acid, I don't remember the exact dose, but lipoic acid could be comfortable. And yeah, we do that in the Stay in Your Sweet Spot.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Tiffany, she started a stronger thyroid prescription and her blood sugar is better. Do you recommend I stay on the plan for another? Okay. So it looks like she's still having some fluctuations after her meal though. So she's wondering if she should stay on the plan again for another 3 weeks or does she need a whole month?
It depends, right? How far off are you? How are you in terms of your weight and energy? If you're still having fluctuations after you're eating, try to identify which foods those might be causing that and try to shift that around or just, you could stay on a little bit longer as well.
All right. Violetta, what should be your pH level in the morning?
pH in the morning, I like somewhere between, it depends on whether it's urine or saliva. I like your urine to be between 6.4 and 6.8 is good. Anything lower than 6.4 is not good. Ideally closer to 6.8. Saliva 6.8 to 7.2.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Palma. Oh, this was about the Keto Mojo. Yeah, Palma, I think somebody had referred you to the Keto Mojo website so you could see tutorials about how to use that with the test strips and such. Perfect. Okay. And we got through that question already. Okay, so I'll go to the chat. There were a couple questions here about symptoms and other things. So Jean, if you're on, please come join us. What do you do if you're losing weight and you need to gain weight?
That's a tough one. I've never had that problem, so I don't know. And most people who have extra weight or just, have to work at maintaining will go, oh, get over it, right? But it's such a serious issue because you're sitting there going, can I eat enough at one meal? So tell me more. Is she on? Because are you still here, Jean? So first of all, if you're having trouble with it and you've been trying to spread your meals out 4 to 6 hours, everybody else cover your ears, but I'm going to say eat, cut it back down. So if you're trying to go 6 hours and you're losing weight, go down to 4, right? Go down to 3. But when you're not eating high glycemic foods. You're eating really well-balanced meals. You want to make sure you have enough calories at each meal. So I would do Chronometer, and then I would look at how many calories you're taking in a day, and then I would bump it up by 300 calories. And then see where you can bump it up by at least 300 calories a day. We've had this situation, and a lot of times it's you think you're eating plenty, and I look and, 900 calories a day or 1,200 calories a day consistently, there's no way you're going to maintain your weight. So it's something that the rest of us go, that's not a problem. But for some, I think Rob, you're probably in that situation as well, right? You have to really work to maintain. And for everybody's different, right? So the guideline is, for losing weight, spread out your meals further, not the old eat every 2 hours like they used to say. But if you're needing to gain weight and you're thin, you're going to have to keep it going more. You probably have a higher metabolic rate or you're not eating enough at each meal, maybe a small stomach and can't really eat all that much. So that's what I would recommend. And weights, really work on some weight training to build because we really don't want to be fat. I don't care. Some people are like 115 pounds, but they're too fat. They're high percentage of body fat. So what you want to do is you want to build muscle to maintain the weight, not just add more fat. Like, of course, if you're 10% body fat or 15 and you're not an elite athlete, you need to be putting on more fat, obviously, right? But for people who are in the 25%, 20 to 25% fat, really, if you want to gain weight, what you want to do is put on muscle. And you need to be maybe upping your protein a little bit. Some of those like Sun Warrior Collagen Peptides, it's a protein powder that has all kinds of cool stuff in it that helps you build those the mass. Looking at all the things we talk about, and we'll go into way more detail about how you can activate growth hormone better in the stay in your sweet spot. Like, what do you do to get more growth hormone? Because growth hormone burns fat, puts on lean. And most of us don't have enough of it. We don't want to go get injections of it. I mean, it's dangerous to go get injections of plus expensive of hormones, but there's ways that we can stimulate that ourselves.
Thank you. I know we're coming up on the 75 minutes, but I did want to bring in a question that came in earlier about stay in your sweet spot. People had asked if there was any kind of quick sign up type of offer for that program.
Yeah, $97 and $249 if you do it now. Yeah. If you do, if you want to pay it in advance. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. So we have, this is the 75 minute mark. Would you like to wrap up now or would you like to
Let's do a few more.
Okay.
A few more.
Okay. Masha asks, she did the assessment on thyroid and her results showed both hypo and hyper symptoms. How should she treat that?
Yeah. So I would get your antibodies tested. Because a lot of times when you show signs of both, it's an autoimmune. So I would get your antibodies, antithyroglobulin and TPO, thyroid peroxidase. Antithyroglobulin and TPO.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Yanina, if you'd like to come on live, I know you had kind of a longer question. It sounds like she's been having a lot of hypoglycemia, very low numbers, under 50, under 60. Oh. So Yanina, if you're with us, we would love to chat about what you're experiencing and see if we can help.
So here's the thing. If you're not really in major ketosis or fasting, you're really not going to see your blood sugar drop below 50. Even below 60, right? And if you are, then you're producing too much insulin and you may be taking too many supplements to lower it, like too much chromium, too much DHA, too much lipoic acid, berberine. So what I would want to know from you is what are you taking and where's your weight at? But no, you shouldn't be going. I get that way on like, I function fine with my blood sugar at 45, but it's usually on day three of a fast. Right? And my body's kicked into ketosis. And if you're at that low a level and you don't have high ketones, then you're gonna feel like really bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I just discovered last week that I have something in my uterus and I just decided to go on a 42-day fasting cure.
Oh.
And I'm now on the third day of this fasting. I finished my 30 day and the next day I jumped into, and I was having really good results. I was really happy with the 30 days. I lost 4 kilo of weight and I had my brain fog was, improved. My memories for the first time in 8 years improved. So I'm really, really happy with the results. But now I have this problem from last year already. Somehow I forgot about it. I don't know how it could happen. Maybe because of trauma with my husband's cancer and recent death, and now the doctor told me that it's growing and I should go for operation, and I canceled the operation, which will be tomorrow, and I decided to go on this 42 days fasting. But
fasting numbers, those are fine numbers for fasting. I would make sure you're testing your ketones though.
Okay, because I've been feeling terribly and I vomited just an hour ago.
You will feel terribly. You're fasting, your body's cleansing, right?
But I was fasting several times, twice already before the program. I was fasting at the beginning of the year and I felt great. I had lots of energy and everything. Yeah. And now
it's going deeper. It sounds like you're going deeper.
And I had last week also, on the last week or 1.5 weeks of program, I also had a very severe pain in the liver area.
Okay, so there's a couple of things here, right? If you're fasting and you're going to go any more than 3 days, you want to make sure that somebody's supervising you. And you also want to make sure you get some blood work done. You want to check your electrolytes. Your electrolytes may be going too low. It doesn't happen at day three. It usually happens at maybe day 10. But you never know, especially if you fasted once earlier in the year.
Well, my electrolytes were low already in the last week or so. I was taking electrolytes sometimes, like because I was waking up at 5-4 o'clock in the morning with cramps, or severe cramps in my legs. Oh, and yeah. Then when I was taking the trace minerals, which include electrolytes, it was helping me instantly. So that was good. That's my solution. But that's, I have it from years. But now it's just, I just.
How long have you been fasting?
Just 3 days now.
3 days. So this is day three. Day three is usually the hardest.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have, how long did you fast back in January?
Only 3 days.
23?
No, only
three. Oh, only three. I thought you said 23. Okay. No. Yeah. So here's the thing I feel about a 3 day fast. It's like, if I'm going to do a 3 day fast, I'm going to do a 5 day fast, because those first 3 days are tough. And yeah, then after that, it gets easier.
I'm going to do 42 days fast.
You're going to go 42 days. Who's supervising you?
No one at the moment. I just
read. So you need to have somebody that knows what they're doing to supervise you. Right now, you need to get a blood test done. You need to see what your baseline numbers are. You need to see if there's electrolyte imbalances. You need to see if there's anything else imbalanced, right? Okay. If you're going to try to go 42 days fasting, you really shouldn't be doing it by yourself.
Okay, but could I get a coach from your area somewhere?
No. I think it's more like your doctor. Like, I worked with somebody once. I guided him to a 28-day fast, but we had his doctor on board to go in and get the tests on a regular basis, to teach him how to lower his medication and all that. I don't train people to do fasting. You know, if you're they don't do it either, though, I don't think. I was thinking of Dr. Pompa, somebody there. True North, where do you live?
In Switzerland.
There's a fasting place there. Robin Openshaw, the green smoothie girl, knows of a place there in Switzerland that does fasting.
Okay.
So reach out to her, you know, green smoothie girl, Robin.
Okay.
And she could give you a reference, or her team would give you a reference to somebody in Switzerland that knows what they're doing, that could support
okay.
you. Even if it's just a remote thing. Oh, you know who else does remote fasting consultations? He's in Costa Rica. Let me look him up real quick. He does get on the phone with people, but I think he requires to do that. He requires that they have been down to his fasting, but I'm not sure. But he's been doing it for many years. What's his name? Oh boy, why am I forgetting his name?
I think it's an alliteration, isn't it? Like Lauren something?
Lauren Lachman. Thank you. Lauren Lachman.
Okay.
Find him on Facebook. And yeah, he can give you some guidance there. That or somebody from True North, like Dr. Goldhammer.
Okay.
And maybe they have somebody who will coach you remotely.
Okay.
But they may have some very strict requirements that you need to, you know, get this blood work done and get blood work done on a regular basis, because it's really important. You can go south, right? Uh-huh. Most of the time it's going to be phenomenal, but you're going to experience a lot of ups and downs in going through this. And I don't think it's a good idea to do it on your own. 3 days, 5 days, you know, most people can do that on their own. But beyond that, it's not a great idea. Fasting for a Purpose is Dr. Pompa's Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be able to post in there and get some, you know, find somebody who might be willing to help you that way.
Okay.
I think most of us are a little bit scared to do that, because it's a lot of liability and, you know, things can go wrong. And if I'm not right there, the reason I did this with this one guy, and I don't think I'd ever do it again, was because I knew his wife well, I knew him well, if they were local. You know, she was on top of it. I knew when he started to have some weird symptoms about 2 weeks in, she was able to get on the phone with me. And I said, get your pH paper out, get this out, get that out. Now take him in tomorrow, make sure he gets these tests. And it turned out all he had was low magnesium for him. Low sodium too. So sodium can do it as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
All righty. Well, I think it's a good time to wrap up since you have to go to your next call.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Darn it. I want to keep going for hours and more.
I know.
I will look at my calendar and probably sometime on Wednesday. I know that Angelica, are you going to do your last Facebook Live on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. She'll be there on Wednesday. And will you continue to do those through Stay in the Sweet Spot?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so here you go. There's another thing you're going to get with Stay in the Sweet Spot. You'll get, you know, Angelica once a week to come on and ask. So you still have weekly contact with us. So it'll be a lot of good support. And like I said, there'll be a smaller group. So you'll get more attention. And we're going to go deeper. We're just going to take you deeper on the places where you need to be, or just give you, if you want maintenance, like what is that maintenance, and help you and support you through that process. All right. So probably on Wednesday.
Would there be time for another question? Just short
one. Is it
a
quickie?
This has been.
Yeah, quick. Yeah.
Well, I'm asking for my partner, Ingrid. She has an elevated and a very strong heartbeat since starting the advice, how that comes, why that comes, and what to do about it.
Yeah, so sometimes when people start to space their meals and it's too, like all of a sudden the body is going, whoops, right? And it creates an emergency reaction. So we notice that when with people who are going like, oh, I used to eat every 2 or 3 hours. Now I'm trying to eat 5 or 6 hours. And the body goes into this emergency mode, and it can cause heart palpitations. It can cause the strong heartbeat. So I would say, find out, is she eating regular? Is she spacing her meals? She may not.
She's spacing meals, but she's, in my opinion, she's eating small amounts. She's a migraine patient, by the way, and that's the main reason she's doing the program. It's still there, but the new symptom is just something, I don't know,
is it coming all the time, or is it an occasional symptom?
Well, it's continuously, but sometimes stronger, and we just don't know, she doesn't know the reason why it comes.
And because it started
she's
when?
Only eating stuff from, pardon?
It started when?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's right from the beginning, but I think it got stronger during, she's in week 3 now, I think 3 or 4. And okay. She's only eating the stuff from the green, which you mark green, right?
Right. Yeah. Which is she slender?
No, she's trying to lose weight as well.
She's trying to lose weight. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the main, thing is the headache. The migraines are the main, and it's like, yeah. Dangerous in a way. That's the main reason why she wants to change the diet. So to get
right.
relief from the pain, right?
And does she have elevations in her glucose?
Well, she brought it down very well. So usually only peaks at 110, sometimes 120. So that's pretty okay. Sometimes it's a little too low, I think. So one migraine also started when it was too low at like 62 or 63.
Yeah.
And, but.
So I think that at this point, what I would recommend for her is to, first of all, do the chronometer and see how many calories. Because if she's really restricting and eating very small meals, it just may not be enough, especially with migraines. You want to keep that up. So I would make sure she's getting at least 1200 calories a day.
Okay.
Okay. And then look at, just start introducing a couple of foods that she's pulled out. She's got a lot to choose from. She might, you know, maybe add some blueberries or maybe add some other things and see if some of that makes a difference.
Okay.
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 Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
thank
guys.
You very much.
Well, this has been a joy for me. I hope I continue to see many of you in the Stay in the Sweet Spot, drrita.com/stay-sweet-spot, and we'll get you hooked up. We'll start right away next week. So that we flow, and I'll be on later this week to answer whatever unanswered questions there were. If you come up with new ones, post them in the Facebook group. It'll probably be Wednesday, most likely. I'm pretty open that day. So probably what works best for people, like 6 p.m. or noon or 1 o'clock like this? Because I could do either way. Is there anybody have a preference, or it doesn't matter? Anybody? No? No preference? So, 1? Okay, I'll shoot for doing it at the same time. Oh, no, but Angelica does hers on Wednesday. What time do you do yours?
I've been doing 4 o'clock Eastern, but I'm not married to that time, honestly. It could be...
Okay.
Yeah, it could be different.
4 o'clock Eastern is 3 o'clock here. So then we'd be kind of be back to back. Why don't I plan on doing it at noon? Will that work for everybody? Noon on Wednesday? Noonish.
Noon Eastern time?
Noon Central.
Central. So one Eastern. One Eastern.
Oh wait, that's close to when you're doing yours too. Yeah. Well,
I'll consider the Europeans as well. Thank you.
Right. That's why I want to do it earlier. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do it. I'll do it at noon. I'll do it at noonish, you know, thereabouts on Wednesday. Okay. And I'll just come on and answer whatever leftover questions there are. And I'll see if we can get Marcia to put it in like the pre-scheduled so that they get warnings about it. Okay. Thank you guys so much. And I look forward to many of you continuing on with us. And thank you so very much for all your dedication. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Unmute everybody. So, bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you, Barbara.
Is it Wednesday you're on? Thank
you. Yeah, Wednesday. Whoops.
Thank you.
We have three Barbaras on today. Barbara. Barbara Bindrup. Ha.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey,
Barbara.
I was saying Barbara Andre because I haven't seen you in a while. All right. I'm going to go and for my next meeting. Much love.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, yeah. What she said.